Israel cried, Hallelujah! 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 Grab your friend, say, my friend Maria, Yabrak. You tonight, Shalom. Yabrak, you may be seated. We do Torah for all things. For the blessed assurance we have in Yahshua the love. For it's by the power of that life that's higher, Yahshua that Yah grants unto Israel the fullness of his life. Hallelujah. We are that the Sudiq of Yah. We look for the resurrection, tikvah, the hope in Yahshua. There is no sting to death. There is no agony for Israel, for Yah has given unto us the healing balm of Gilead. And that healing balm is the revelation or the revealing of the power, its ability, the might of his word. And he's revealed that unto us, the manifestation of his Hamashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. May he strengthen all Israel. And we may journey to the city of Yahruzalaam. We found the shalom, the comfort, the completion of Almighty Yah, that we can rest from the weariness of our labor, our battles each day. That we can enter into the city of Yahruzalaam, the city of shalom. And that is why we pray for the shalom of Yahruzalaam, the city of our Abba. Yah shall comfort his people. And he speaks words of comfort to Israel. I do want to begin tonight and take my time for us, that we may hear and comprehend what Yah speaks unto Israel. There's a word of simplicity, I believe, in that nature, the simplicity of the word of Yah, that we comprehend the depths, the breadth, and the broadness of this power of his truth, that it may settle deep in our inward parts. And that we may draw from that well in the times of battles, troubles, and agonies when the enemy comes to try us. And what I want to speak on tonight, Israel, it is the wholeness. The sholeim, not shalom, although that is a part of the wholeness of Yah. And the haya, the life, the inspiration of life that flows from his imat, his truth. But Yah, I want to speak with us concerning the shalem, the wholeness of Yah, the completion that calls us to walk in the power of this life in Yahshua HaMashiach, that we know that as we proceed in this life, that we rest in the shalom of Yah. We rest in his safety, because we know that he is watching over Israel. And not only that, we know that there is a covenant relationship that we have with Almighty Yah. That there are things that are missing from our lives because we have transgressed. We have turned back from the most important things that Yah has given unto us. We have turned back from those things. Now it is time, Israel, that we turn back unto those things that produces the shalem, the wholeness, the completion of Yah, whereby we are, as scripture would use the word kol, we are whole, we are complete. We are all that we need to be in Yahshua HaMashiach. There is a process that Yah has measured out unto us, that we may walk in that sholeim, that we may walk in the sholeim of Yah, his completeness, whereby his word is complete in us, his truth in us. It brings forth the abundance of fruit. It brings forth the expression of Chaya. And that is what the Chaya, the life of Yah, which is in Yahshua, it is the completeness or the completion of Yah in Israel. It is the power of that witness and that testimony that shapes us and alters our perspectives and our thoughts of even life. Not only does it change our inward parts, but it changes our exterior parts as well. It changes the whole dynamics of us. We began to walk in the wholeness of Almighty Yah. And I want to begin here in Matitiyah, Matthew. Matitiyah chapter 9, In the two verses, we have heard these verses many times, but I want to begin here in Matthew chapter 9, and I want to read verses, hallelujah, verses 21, verses 20 and 21, hallelujah. It says that Yahshua, that he arose, and there were many that followed him, even as his disciples followed him. It says in verse 20, and there appeared, or behold, an Ishah, a woman, which was diseased. The scripture says that the woman, she was full of disease. She was full of holy. The maladies of the body, the calamities, the perplexities of life. Her mind was not settled because there were things that was troubling her deeply. So scripture says that she was holy. She was full of diseases, the maladies, the disruptions of life. And not only that, but she had an issue. It is one thing about the holy, it is full of anxieties and calamities and sickness. The mind does not operate. And in this hour that we are in, our minds truly do not function in the capacity that Yah created them to function in. Our minds are full of holy, it's full of diseases that cuts us off from Almighty Yah. There's a sickness there, there's an untrustworthiness there that we have. But this woman knew that she had this disease in her body, and she had many, or the issues that of blood that had flown from her for 12 years. And we are people that possess many issues. We have issues that stay with us 10 years, 20 years. We have problems that resonate out of us, and it causes us, and this blood that flows from this woman, it is a metaphor, a representation of sin. And it caused us to walk back into those bewildered circumstances and situations whereby we have no way of overcoming them at all. That is a sure sign that we are not walking in the shalem, or the completion of the wholeness of Almighty Yah. When we are always regressing back to issues and things that never produce the power of the might of Yahshua in us, it never produced a fruitfulness of the Ruach, or the things of the Spirit in our lives, that we know that these issues are not right for us. And those issues, Yisrael, they will create the holy. They will create diseases. And it will cause us to be filled with animosities, anxieties, and calamities, and dislikes, and hatreds, and discouragement. That is what the holy is. Because we allow the issue. We must understand that this woman represented Israel. Every metaphor, everything that Yahshua dealt with in the renewed or the Brit Hadassah, it was the epitome of the state of Israel. There were 12 tribes of Israel, and each tribe had their own issue. 12 years of issues as the blood flowed from her, and there were much sin among the Israelites. When a man would go and take the blood of another man, it was because there was sin in him, and he aggressively went against another brother or Israel that was not according to the Torah of Yah. So this is what this woman represents. She represents the holy of us as people that are full of anxieties. Our minds are full of calamities, that we are distressed of mind. We get distressful by the smallest of issues, by the simplest of issue. And so this woman, she represents the whole makeup of Israel. Their diseases, the holy that fill Israel. But Yah wants us to walk in His shalom, His completion. He wants us to have the higher, the fullness of life that continues. It is a continuous liveliness of life that flow from Yisrael, it is robust, it is animated, and when one is walking in that kind of robust spirit, then you will see the liveliness of Yeshua in them. And so as long as the blood is flowing and the life is full of effervescence, then our bodies are not given over unto the holy, the diseases. It is one thing when one is attacked by some form of disease, holy anxieties. They allow the oppression and depression to set in. And their lives are not active. We are not in Yeshua. So when our lives do not become active, then they become very sedated. And when they become very sedated, then there is no real true desire to hear what Yah is saying. We'll hear things that do not pertain unto Yah. We don't want to hear what He is saying. But this woman, the true Israel, that knows that the healing is in Yeshua, it will be a people that press to touch the garment of Yeshua HaMashiach. That we need to touch Him, Israel. We have touched everything there is. We allow our emotions to touch us. We allow our hatred and our despising of the mitzvah of Yah. We allow our attitude and issues to touch us. But we are not touching Yeshua. Because when we touch Yeshua, then we shall have the sholem. We shall be made whole, Israel. We will not be walking in maladies and sickness of our minds, whereby our minds cannot comprehend nor produce the very fruit of Almighty Yah. And if we are diseased and full of sickness in our minds, then we're not pressing to touch Yeshua. And we must touch Him, Israel. We will never be complete and whole unless we touch the garment of Yeshua HaMashiach. We must do that. And so the woman knew that she had these issues for 12 years. And she came behind Him and she touched the hem of His garment. For she said within herself. She declared this within herself. She spoke things as though they were, even though they were not. She had the emunah. And what Shaitan has done to us, we don't speak the words of emunah today. If it's not something that we can physically verify with our senses, then we do not rely upon the emunah of Yah. That's why there is very little prayer one for another. That's why there is very little laying of hands on one another. That's why there is no corporate prayer that we call for the elders or those to assist us that we pray. So she said within herself, and she declared that if I could touch the hem of His garment, I know that I shall be sholem. She said, I know, I yada. There is no doubt that I will not be made complete sholem in Yeshua. And in order for us, Israel, to be made complete in Yeshua, to be made whole, to have the haya, the life, and the power, and the strength of Yah that resonates from us, then we must touch Him. In order for us to continue in the life of Yah, what is the life of Yah? Well, the word of Yah, the words that Yeshua spoke unto them, they were full of the Ruach of Yah. They were spirits and they were higher or high. So in order for us to continue in that, then we must touch Him. Simply meaning that He must be real in our lives and He must be the reality of the Most High. We cannot allow the sin issues to continue to separate us from Yah. That is what has separated Israel from Almighty Yah. It is the sin issue. Every tribe of Israel, they have their issues and they are separated from Almighty Yah. What we must do is touch Yeshua. You're not going to touch Him in some way of some mystical form. It is a way of emunah. It is word of faith, even though the opposition seems as though that it will prevent you from touching him. We must press beyond that. Well, what is our opposition? What is the thing that impedes us from touching him? It is our own holy, our own disease, our own calamities and our own dislikes and our own corrupt flesh that is full of diseases. It's full of maladies against you. It's full of anxieties. It's full of that. Because we will not allow it to be totally impaled, destroyed, that the life of Yeshua may rise up in us. We need that life to rise in us, Israel. So we must have this chaya, this life that comes by the Sholem, that when we are made whole, the woman was made whole. She was complete, and we must be made whole in Yeshua HaMashiach. There are impediments that hold us back, and we cannot blame anyone but ourselves. There is a profound statement made by the Novi Malachiah. He says this to us, Israel, in Malachiah chapter 4, verse 2. He says unto Israel, for we are in that time, for the word of Yah is a very present help in times of trouble. And we are in times of trouble. And so the Nobi of Yah speaks unto Israel for the comforting, that we may have the Sholem, Malachiah 4 verse 2, that we may have the strength of the wholeness of the life of Yah, that we are free from the discouragement. We have the encouragement of Almighty Yah. That we are not trodden down. We have the healing power of the Abba. And the healing power of Yah is more than a physical healing. It's beyond that. It's the healing that penetrate the veneer of the flesh, that it caused the whole being to be complete. There are those that are healed of certain maladies, and that does not prevent them from their sins. We could see that in Israel with the 10 leprosies that represented the tribes of Israel, the 10 tribes, and the 2 northern and the 10 southern tribes of Israel. And yet only one returned. And acknowledge the power of Almighty Yah. So we must acknowledge His power, Israel. For scripture says in Malachiah 4:2, for the strength of Israel, but to you that Yareh, that fear my name, shall the son of Sudik arise. He's going to arise with Mapeh, healing. That is what scripture says. He's going to arrive with the medicine, the remedy of Yah. He's going to arise with the sholem, the wholeness. He shall arise with healings in his wing, and you shall go forth. Now that is what Yah wants us to do. We must go forth into the path and the direction of the Torah that guides us and leads us into the pathway of Tzaddik. So Yahshua rise in the pathway of Tzaddik. And he is going to rise with the Mapeh, the healing of Yah, to heal us from our holy, our diseases, our minds that have been so taken by anxieties and oppression and doubt, that there is no confidence at all in Yah. And if we really search the depths of our love, we will find out how much confidence we truly have in Almighty Yahweh. Is it something that is genuine? Is it real? Or is it some kind of this facade that is superficial? So we must go in the way, Israel. And we are in the way, then Yahshua arises in our love with the healing of Yah, with the Mapeh, the health of Yah. And we shall walk in the health of Yah, that our minds will be healthy. Our thoughts will be healthy. Our homes, our relationships will be healthy. Our wives, our children, our sons and our daughters. That we may speak the healing power of Yah from our mouths. It is much that the enemy has robbed from us. That the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. It is in the power of the tongue. And because we have taken things so lightly, we don't realize the power of the tongue of Israel. We don't realize it. And because we don't realize it, we don't realize what things we have spoken and incurred, caused them to incur upon us. We ought to speak the word of Yah by faith, by Imunah. And we speak it because we trust what Yah says. So Yahshua, he arises with Mapeh, with the healing, the health of Yah. In his wings, he brings the healing medicine of Gilead unto us, Israel, and we will find the sweetness of the healing of Yahweh in his word. We're not going to find it anywhere else. That's why the enemy continue to draw us from that. That's why the enemy wants us to have no time for the word of Yah. We relegate ourselves to the issues. And the things that flow from the issues of our love. And we will know what flows because we will speak it out of our mouths. Yahshua is not an issue in us. Because if he was, then we will speak on him, speak about him, speak of him. And our conversation will be surrounded by him. So everything generates from him. So when you got a sick mind and a sick heart, when there's holy in there, then you talk about the things that are causing you anxieties and causing your oppressive state of mind to be. Yahshua is the Mapeh of Yah. He brings the healing to Israel. We're not going to get healing any other way. Your circumstances and your situations will never be healed by the remedy of your mouth. It's going to be healed by the Mapeh of Almighty Yah in Yahshua. And it's only because we fear his name. We have a great honor for his name. We don't take it in vain. We don't use the name of Yah lightly. We don't cast that name before swines and pigs and put his name on titles of this corrupt world. We don't do that. And so it begins with fear, Yah. With the fear of Yah, Israel. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, isn't it? So it begins there. Once it begins that, you will begin to see the healing wings of Yahshua, the healing power of Yahshua, the Mapeh of Yahshua, flowing in the midst of Israel. We don't see that Israel because we really don't operate in that kind of fear of the name of Yah. That we hear the name of Yah, it causes sweet praises to flow from our lips. It causes a great honor unto him. When that name is spoken, it calls us to search our love and to see if there be any wicked thing in us, any sinful thing, any practices that are corrupt and vile that have separated us from Yah, any issues whereby we have no strength to press beyond. We have issues that we say we will not let it go. Well, it has not produced anything. It has not produced anything. It has not made you healthy. It has not made you wise. It has not strengthened you at all. I've heard people say that I will not let it go. What has it done? It's been an agony. It has not been a blessing. Because when you press toward Yahshua, there's a conviction, that there's a revealing of the sin nature that is in us, Israel. She knew she would be made whole. She knew that the Shalem of Yah, that complete safety that she would have once she touched him, and she knew that the covenant of Yah would be intact in her life. We must keep the covenant of Almighty Yah. So Yahshua, he rises with healing in his wings, and we shall go forth and we shall grow up as calves in the stall. He is our remedy. He is the soundness of the hope of Almighty Yah. We shall grow up as calves in the stall. We shall be taken care of. We shall be watched over. When you put a calf in the stall, it is to pay special attention to that calf. And the calf in the stall, the nutrients or the measure of their food is much greater than those that are roaming out in the field. Because everything that the calf needs is in there. So it is a special attention paid to that calf. And he said, we shall grow up as calves of the stall, that he shall look upon us, Israel, and watch over us. But it must begin with our own integrity, and that integrity is one of being honest before Almighty Yah. It begins there, Israel. That's where even diseases in the natural sense, even the most prominent doctors will tell you that. When a man said to me today, he says to me, you're going to have to stop that preacher. You are too anxious. Or you, how did he say that? You get frustrated. I said, that's excellent for you. There was a saying in my days, shout it out. I said, you don't allow that to harbor inside. You shout it out, it's over with, and you go forth from there. You don't allow the issues to remain. You don't allow it to remain. You deal with it, it's over, all right, let's press forward from this point. And so in the midst of that press, she had the press. It was a tremendous battle, Yisrael. We're going to have to fight to overtake the kingdom of darkness. We can't lay down passive and think that we're going to overtake the kingdom of darkness by our little melancholy ways. It's not going to work that way. This is a tremendous battle that we're in. We're fighting for the integrity of the kingdom of Yah. We're fighting for the integrity of His name. We that fear His name shall, the son of Sadiq, Yoshua, arise with Mape, the health of Yah. We'll understand the word of Yah that will produce healthy lives in us. That the high of Yah, that continuous flow of life. It's sad that we're up one moment and we're down. We're despondent. We're full of anxieties. We don't even know how to lift up ourselves in the most high imuna faith of Yah. We're up one moment, we're down, we're despondent. We're overtaken. That is not the Hayah of Yah. The Hayah of Yah is the continuous flow of life. It is the continuous flow of life. And life is that which lives. It has breath in it. It has breath. And when something is diseased out, there is no breath in it. It begins to rot. And when one is rotten, then you know there is no life in them. When our attitudes are rotten, Yisrael, and we know that there is no life in us. I can tell a rotten apple from a bad apple from a tough apple. When our attitudes is rotten, when my attitude is rotten, is because there is a disease, a holy in me. There's some form of anxiety, there's some form of malady is in us, Yisrael. And we must deal with that. We just cannot sweep it under the rug or sweep it under the covering of our hearts. We do that, then we grow even more despair. We grow even more sicker. And there is no healing to us at all. Because if it was, then we would know that Yah, He is faithful. If we confess our sins, our transgressing, He is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. And He does that to make us complete. Sholem, whole, complete, life flowing in us, Yisrael. And that is what we want. We don't want the grief of life. That is a disease when we're full of grief and distress and calamities, Yisrael. That is what produces the very actual diseases among Yisrael. We're full of distress and calamities. That's what produces the diseases. And our bodies will be overtaken by that because it began to create this imbalance in us. And we need the sholem of Yah, the wholeness, the completion. She said, if I press, I know that I will be made whole. So we must press. We must press beyond the opposition of our flesh. We must press toward the mark of Yah and the high calling in Yahshua. We must press to the excellence of the word of Yah. That's what we must do. We must let that be the standard of our lives. It cannot be secondary. It must be the most important standard that we base our lives upon. And so when we don't do that, then our minds become all full of despondence. We become oppressed. We become oppressed. Our bodies and our minds do not function properly. And there is no liveliness in us at all. We need that, Yisrael. The enemy is a liar to try to break us down from the process of Yah. We're going to walk in the word of Yah. We're going to walk in the truth of Almighty Yahweh. That's what we're going to walk in. Look at what the Torah speaks to us and teaches us by the Ruach and Mishli in Proverbs. It says in Proverbs, Chapter 4, verse 22. We must understand, Yisrael, where our healing, where our mape today, where it comes from and how we obtain that. And it's only through the instructions of the Torah, the word of Yah. We're not going to have it any other way. And Solomon says here in Proverbs 4:22, he says, "For they that are life or high, life to those what? For they are high, life to those what? The wisdom, the instructions of Yah. It is life to those that find them. And it is marpeh, it is health to all their flesh." When Yah speaks to us, when His Torah, the wisdom of Yah, speaks to us, and when we understand the dynamics of the wisdom of Yah, when He speaks to us, it will create high, the life of Yah. And the higher, the completion of the fullness of that life, it will flow with effervescence. The reason we don't have that, because we don't know what the word of Yah speaks to us, Yisrael. It's amazing that we know everything but what the word speaks. We know everything that's going on but what the word speaks. And we understand the revelation of that truth and understand the power of it. It will be marpeh, it will be health to all their flesh. It will be health to our flesh. It will create the soundness of mind in us. It will be the medicine for our mind. It is the Torah, statutes, instructions of Yah that is medicine to our minds, Israel. That is what restore us back to the presence of Yahweh. Nothing else, Israel. So it is by the wisdom of Yah, when we understand the principles of the wisdom of Yah that is spoken unto Israel, that it brings health. It brings healing unto all of our flesh. You've never looked at someone and you could tell those that they were healthy in their physical being. You could look at their countenance and their flesh. You could look at their facial expression. You could look at them physically and see you could see the reality of health and the beauty of health. You could. You could look at those that are sickly. And their flesh does not look healthy. But that's what Yah says. He says it is the marpeh. It is the healing for all of our flesh, Yisrael. And so it is by the wisdom of Yahweh that He speaks to us. He wants us to be healthy. He wants our minds to be sound. He wants that for us. So He speaks to us, Yisrael, by His wisdom, that we may hear what the wisdom of Yah speaks to us, that it may bring the marpeh, the health of Yah. I believe He will keep us in perfect shalom and shalem, whose mind is stayed on Yah, whose desire, who meditate upon the word of Yah, who desire, who take comfort in the word of Yah. The enemy has done a crafty job, as he did with Shava, as he caused her mind for the moment to be full of disillusion, and then she turned from the instructions of Yah. We have all been enticed that way, have we not? And we can see the results, what it produced. It produced shameness, and we were despondent, we were downcast, we were lifeless. There was no life in us because we knew what we had done. It did not represent the kingdom work of Almighty Yahweh. It did not, Israel. And we sensed that, we felt that, and we knew that it was not proper and right. And so Yah speaks to us that we, Israel, for the instructions of Yah. That's why you don't reject the Musa instructions. Whether you concur or agree, you don't reject it. For the wisdom of Yah speaks unto us, Yisrael. When Yah speaks unto us, it is life. It is high. It is the life of Yah. We know that the word of Yah, it is His life. It is life. You're sure the words I speak, they're not mine. But Him that sent me. And they are spiritual. And they are high. They are life. They're full of life. That's what they're full of. And if we hear what the word of Yah says, we will sense this life in us. The life of His instructions with complete obedience. It will not be a thing of hardship when we obey Yah. It is a thing of delightsome We delight in it. It causes our love to grow exponentially. It causes us to grow fat as a calf in the stall. Because we're getting all the fine ingredients of health. We're getting the medicine of Yah. We're getting all the soundness of Yah. For we have shut out the other things and we are there in a position just to hear the voice of Yah. And we know that there will be special attention given unto Israel. We must come out of this process of processing our thoughts the way that we have learned in Bavel. Because it is not healthy for us. Our minds are not the soundness of minds. And we should have the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. That mind was not sick. We need to let that mind. It was a mind that was driven by Torah instructions. We need to let that same mind, as Shaul said. Let the same mind that was in Yeshua HaMashiach be in us as well. And there was nothing that incurred in that body that impede him or stopped him from the process that he had been called, commanded by Yah and commissioned. We are the light of the world, Israel. We are the city that sit upon a hill. Our light cannot be hid. And if we have no light in us, if there is no witness of the power of Yeshua in us, then there is no health in us. And so if there is no health in us, we cannot speak the healing word or the marpe of Yah unto one another. We must examine ourselves. We have to. Is not that what the doctor does? If you go to a physician, does he examine you? Does he probe your private parts? Come on, Yisrael. He probe your private parts. He touch you in places that you're really ashamed for wanting to touch you there. And you don't want no one to touch you there. Come on. Come on. So that's what Yah does. He probes your private little world and your little private covet. The things you covet. And he exposed them. So here you got a stranger looking at you. You don't even know him. You don't even know the woman's attitude. How she even think of you. But she touching. Please lift your arm up. Come on, man. Bend over. Let me put this in you. That's what they do. Let me hold your breast. Let me lift that up. Ah. Now let me look within your inward parts. Come on, Yisrael. They touch you in places that you don't want them to touch you. But there's a thorough examination. Things that you're ashamed of. You don't want nobody to see, but they see it. Come on. Things that you're not happy about, they see it because they examine you. Take off your clothes. Take them all off and put on this little thing here. All your buttocks is out. Everything is out. That is the truth. Take off your undergarments. You're trying to hide yourself and nothing is hidden. Nothing at all, Israel. No? You see, we did a proper examination of ourselves. And if we did it right then we will not hide anything at all. We will be forthright in the process of that. The doctor said, well, these are the medicines you need. So does Yah. He said, this is what you need to have the mape of Yah. But because our cloak is not one of Sudik, it is not the righteous cloak of Yah. We hide behind the cloak of this corrupt flesh. There's no tough thing, no nothing tough that dwells in our carnal activity and our carnal desires. It is enmity against Yah. And this is the thing that is what is breaking us down, Yisrael. He wants us to walk in His smapay, His healing power. The medicine, His words, His instruction is our healing. It's amazing that people, even those that are religious, that in the midst of their great affliction, they want someone to read them scripture. And they always go to what we call the old covenants. They go to the Psalms, the Tehillim, they go to the prophets. They want someone to read for them. And it soothes them greatly, even the most adamant sinner. They want that.
For there is healing. There is the mapei of Yah Yisrael for us in His Torah. And we must get back to that. We must get back to that, that we can walk in the mapei, the healing health of Yah. And we will be healthy. Our minds, our contents, our words will speak healing and life, strength and prosperity. Not what this wicked world called prosperity. The health of Yah in Yeshua will flow from us. That is the place we need to be, especially in the midst of this superficial world, what they call prosperous. Their money has no value. A man labors all day, and there is no rewards. I was talking to a man yesterday. He said to me that his friend lives in a certain place. His rent is $1,800 a month. And he says, that's the hood. Come on, Israel. We need the mapei, the healing. We need the shalem. We need to be whole. We need to touch Yeshua. We truly need to touch Yeshua. We're partial. We're fragmented. The hand is saying to the foot, I don't need you. And the foot is saying to the eye, I need no direction of guidance. It is not so, Yisrael. We need the guidance of Yah. We need the instructions of Yah. We need the mouth. We need the eyes, the ears, the heads. We need the foot and the part that is not the most prominent part. We need it all. We need the whole counsel of Yah. You need that. There are those that go through stressful things. They must have counsel. Not only they counsel them in medicine, but they counsel them in words. Words that strengthen and fortify them. We need that counsel. And it's only going to come out of the statutes of Yah. That's where we're going to find the Mapei Yisrael. And it will cause the Chaya, the life or the continuous flow of life, to flow out of Yisrael. That will be a lively one and others will see that life in us. Hallelujah. The healing of Yisrael, brothers and sisters, it is only found in the returning path unto the Torah. Jeremiah speaks of that in Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. And he speaks of the healing and the power of Yah's mapei unto Yisrael. And there is only one course. Jeremiah 6, chapter 6, verse 16. He says unto us, this says Yahweh. He says, first of all, I want you to stand in the derech, in the way that I have ordained, in the way that I instruct you. Stand in the derech, the way, the path. He says, and I want you to re'ah, or I want you to see, I want you to understand, I want you to ponder, and above all things, I want you to perceive that it is I, and it is I that is doing this. He said, and I want you to ask for the new paths, the old. That's what we need to ask for, the old paths. Where is the Tav Derek or the Tav Way for you to yalak, for you to walk, to strive therein? That you shall find the rest of Yah for your nefesh, your soul. But they said, we will not, we shall not walk therein. That's what Yisrael said. He says, I want you to ask for the old path, that you may find Magoeth, rest, or the fullness of the refreshness of Yah, the place of rest for your nefesh. But there's only one place for us to rest, Magoeth, and that is in the word of Yah. We found the Shafat, or the resting place of Yah. It is only in the old, ancient way. Well, what is that way? The way of the Torah. It is the path of the Torah. That is why Solomon says, he says, I want you to understand and I want you to consider the wisdom, the statutes of Yah, for they are high, they are life. And it is only found in the old way or the old path of Almighty Yah. You cannot negate what the Torah teaches. Everything is based upon the principles of the Torah. And that's what Yahshua's life was based upon, the principles of the Torah. For he was the life of the world. He is the light unto the world. So you cannot have life or light without the Torah. And those are the principles that produce the life of the Hayah of Yah in Yisrael. When he said to them, don't learn the ways of the fools. Don't act like the heathens. And none of these holy or the diseases shall come upon you. We have learned to oppose one another and to hold deep resentment and hellish attitudes toward one another. Because we have been accused, there has been an accusation. And the reason we hold that, because there is much guile, wickedness in us. When they spoke of accusations against Yahshua, when they accused him, he answered them not a word. For there is no guile. There is no guile in him. And we find the guile, it is a poisonous venom that saturates our bodies. It breaks down our spiritual immune system. And when our spiritual immune system is broken down, then our whole body collapses under that. This is a spiritual warfare. For the weapons of this warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through Yah to the pulling down of strongholds and every imagination and thought that exalts itself against the power of the Torah of Almighty Yah. And when we break down spiritually, we're going to break down naturally. It is just a representation of what has transpired in the inward part to transform us from one that is full of life to one that is full of death. We must go back to the way of Yah. We must go back and see how the healing, the mapeh, the health was restored and reconstituted unto Yisrael. When they obeyed, when they walked in the light of the Torah, when they obeyed the principles of Almighty Yah. She knew that he was greater than the Levitical priesthood, Yahshua. His power was greater than that Yisrael. And so we must, Yisrael, in order to begin to walk in this mapeh, our minds being restored, our health, our liveliness, the shalem we hold in Yahshua, is that we must begin of the witness of the testimony of Yah that testifies of the mighty power of him that shall come and to restore all things back unto the Abba. And Yahshua brings about the restoration. He is the word of Yah that restores. And there is nothing that can restore us but the living word of Yah. Nothing else, Yisrael. Nothing else. Nothing else is going to bring us back to the fountain to drink of this living water, this sweet water. Nothing. Nothing is going to do but the word of Yah. When Moshe obeyed Yah, when he said, speak, the waters were made sweet. The waters, not bitter waters, Yisrael. We must drink the sweet waters of the fountains, of the fountain of Yahshua HaMashiach. That is what we must do. We must return back to the Torah path. We must return back to the covenant Yah has made with Yisrael. It says in the book of Sharak, in the book of wisdom, listen, 21:3, it says, all lawlessness is like a two-edged sword. Listen. And there is no healing for its wounds. When we are lawless, there is no healing for our wounds. All Torah lessness is like a two-edged sword. When we defy the Torah, it is like a two-edged sword. And it says there is no healing for the wounds. There is no mapeh. We defy the Torah of Yah. We walk in the lawlessness, the Torah-lessness of Yah. When our attitude is not constrained by the discipline of the Torah, then there are wounds, and there are deep-seated wounds, and they're never healed. And that is why there's animosity between a brother and a brother that continues from year after year and day and month. That is asinine. It is of hell. It is not of Yah. So the wounds, as long as we are walking in the Torah-lessness or the loneliness of the Torah, they will never be healed. They will never. I don't care what you do, they will never. We will put on a facade or false pretense, but those wounds are always there. Because it takes the small infraction of a brother or sister to reopen the womb. Just a small thing. The wound is open and the putrefied stench of guile began to flow. We know that that body is not healed. The mind is not healed. It doesn't take much. It takes the smallest of accusations from one brother against another that caused that old wound to be opened up. Oh, it has been healed on the outward. It looks as though it's healed. But the putrefied stench is still underneath. It may look right, but it's not healed. So the smallest of infraction, the smallest of wounds, faithful are the wounds of a friend. So when the friends were just the smallest of a prick, it causes the wound to open and the stench of that raunchy attitude, it begins to flow, doesn't it? You ever found yourself there because of our own Torah-lessness, our own lawlessness? And that's why your wounds will never heal Israel. Because we are lawlessness. We have not the guidance of the old path. We will not go and seek out the direction of the Torah. We will seek out the direction of our own putrefied sickness, our holy, the disease that have overtaken us from our own anxieties and our own oppressions, and the wound is never healed. And it constantly flows with this stench of this putrefied stench that flows. And we can see that in our attitudes and how we convey ourselves to each other. That is not what Yah wants, Yisrael. See, when we fear His name, we fear His Torah, we fear His words. For we know His judgments are just. And the Torah speaks of the judgments or the recompense of Yah unto us when we defy the Torah of Yah. That's why He has granted unto us the living power of the Torah when we touch Yeshua HaMashiach. And we must do that, Yisrael. We have to in order to walk in the beauty of the Mape of Yah. Let me show us here in Shemoth, in Exodus. When the Hebrews, the Israelites, came unto Merah, the scripture says they could not drink the waters there because they were bitter. The waters were not sweet, but they were bitter. In Exodus, Shemoth, 15:24. Now the first thing the people began to do, the scripture says they began to loon. They began to grumble. And the people began to loon. They began to complain. But that Aramaic or Hebraic expression is almost like the lunatics. They began to loon. Complain. Murmur. The waters were bitter. And the first thing they began to do is complain. To loon. They began to grumble. Not against Yah, but against Moshe, not realizing that they were grumbling against Yah because he was the messenger of Yah unto Israel, saying, what shall we what shall we drink, what shall fill our bellies, what shall we drink? And the scripture says he saw, not just cried, but it was one of great help. He cried unto Yah, he said, ach unto Yah, and Yah showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made matzach, They were made sweet there. And Yahweh, and there Yahweh made for them a hook, a statue, and an ordinance, a judgment, and there he nasah, he tried them. The waters were bitter, but yet they were made sweet. Yeshua will make, when we touch Yeshua, even in the midst of the most perplexing trials, he will make it sweet, matach. He will make it bearable, Israel. There are things that the scripture talks about that are sweet, and there are different dimensions of the sweetness of Yah. He said, there is a tree. You take that tree and you cast that into the waters, and the waters shall be made sweet. For the waters that the daughter to Zion had drank all those years with the issues of blood, there were bitter waters, full of death. When she touched him, life became sweet. It became atach. It became sweet. It became pleasant. And we have the sweetness of Yah. We offer up the sweet smelling savor, that our lives become pleasant. They become sweet. And that different administration of the sweetness of Yah in our lives, one toward another, as we interact with each other. Come on. I want to identify some of those sweetness, things that are sweet. David says, I'll get back there, Shemoth. But David said here in Tehillim in Psalms 104:34, he tells us his siach, or his meditation, Psalm 100, verse 34. He says, my siach of Yah shall be sweets or orib. He says, shall be so pleasant when I meditate upon Yah, and will be glad in Yahweh. Just a meditation. We meditate upon Yah, it will be orib. It will be a very pleasant thing to us. And when something is pleasant, when you're eating something that is pleasant, does it cause even your expression to change? Oh, when I'm eating something that is pleasant, oh, that's nice. Especially something sweet. Especially. It changed the whole component of one's expression. Certainly does. Or a steak is nice, but a piece of pound cake is real nice. You understand? So he says that when a man, as I meditate or siach, my mind or me bowing down my humbleness unto Yah, my thoughts upon Yah, he said, it is orab, it is pleasant. It is a pleasant thing to me, and I will be glad. Because it is so sweet, he said, I will be glad. And there's one thing about one that has the gilah, or the gladness of Yah, you will know that because there's an expression. You see it in their countenance, in their physical body, in their mindset, what it projects. You see the health of the gladness of the meditation of Yah. What we do, the accusation causes us to meditate, or if one speaks against us, we meditate on that. And when we see that, when we are constantly reminded of that, because the wounds, it is a lulliness in us, and our wounds are never healed. And so when we see that one, that we are reminded of that accusation, or that thing that was said, or the thing that was directed at me, we remind ourselves. And so when one began to meditate upon Yah and the word of Yah, then that one will be glad in Yahweh. Because it is orab, it is sweet, it is so pleasant to him. It causes his inward part to rejoice. When something is sweet, it causes us to rejoice, doesn't it? And when we rejoice, it causes a liveliness and a healthiness in us, doesn't it? So that's what we need to have, Israel. We need to mape the health, the medicine, the healing of Yah. The enemy has done a tremendous job upon us. He has. Because we do not see and meditate on the things that we ought to meditate on. And because we do that, we don't understand the arab, or the pleasantry, or the meditation of Yah. There are folks that can sit down all day and meditate on something that is so non-essential and non-fruitful, and where their minds never meditate upon the things of Yah. Never at all. someone offended you where they're weak, then you that are stronger, then restore the one. What's wrong with that? That's how you do it. Just restore the one. Just restore them. If it's not a sin unto death, just restore them, Yisrael. Pray for them. This is a sick nation. We see it in the natural sense, don't we? It is sick. Again, David says, listen to this in Tehillim 119, 103. Psalms 119, 103. He says, how malach, malach, how agreeable, how smooth, how sweet are your words, Yah, to my taste. Are the words of Yah, malach, sweet, agreeable to your taste? Come on, Yisrael. We just don't like what the word of Yah tastes like at times. He speaks to us. The taste just, he says, how malach, how sweet, how agreeable. When someone is sweet to you, come on, a husband and wife, the wife is pleasant to you, isn't she? And also she's agreeable. She's agreeable. How malach, how agreeable you are, your words are to my taste. Yes, sweeter, sweeter than honey to my mouth. That is what the word of Yah, that's how sweet it is. See, when Yah said to Moshe, here I shall bring my people. And the reason he brought them that way to Mereth, because of their loon, their murmuring and complaining. And many times he bring us to that well. And because we do not trust or reach out to touch Yahshua, we do not meditate upon the word of Yah, then everything we do, we drink. And the more we drink from that bitter well, the more we loon, the more we murmur, the more we complain, the more we have opposition. And so we need to check the water that we're drinking to see if it's from the living well. And so what the waters will do, because they're full of bitterness and guile and death, is going to produce diseases in us. It's going to produce the whole need, the diseases, that the anxiety, we're going to become perplexed. We get angry. Everyone is against me. Everyone, no one treats me. No one does. That's what they said. Moshe, you brought us out. You have not done us right. Can you imagine the pressure on the man? You all have the tree there all the time. We truly reach out and touch this tree. There's a sweetness. Hallelujah. That's the truth. There's a sweetness that flows from Yisrael. And it is one that is smooth, that is agreeable. It tastes wonderful. You want it all the time, Yisrael. So there are degrees of the sweetness of one another that we generate from our love toward Yisrael. Toward Yisrael. Yisrael is one body. And we must care and have a genuine concern for Yisrael. If there's an expression of the sweetness, it's in Shir HaShirim. Psalms of Solomon. Shir HaShirim. Psalm of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 14. Most of you all probably can't find that. Haven't been there in so long. In Psalm of Solomon, it says this. It says in verse chapter 2, verse 14. Oh, my dove, Yonah, my dove, that are in the clefts of the rock and the secret places of the stairs, let me see your countenance. Is that what it says? Well, let me see your countenance. And so we look at one another, the countenance. Why the countenance? Because it expresses much there. You look at one's countenance, you can tell the health. You can tell the spiritual health. Just look at that countenance. Let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice. For sweet Arab, pleasant is your voice. And your countenance is so comely, it is so beautiful. Isn't that what the health of a countenance does to one? I've seen people dying in hospitals, And the thing they will say is, let me see your face. Come here. Let me see your face. Because it's the liveliness and the health of one that constitute or reconstitute life in the one that's looking. And so that's the way it should be, even this metaphor of Yah and his people, that we will want to look on the face of Yah as she cried, this beautiful one said, let me see your face. Same thing with the husband and wife, that they desire to look at one another and to see their countenance of love and arib, the tenderness of pleasantry, and the countenance is pleasant. Just let me look at you until one get bashful and ashamed. You understand? They simply do that. It brings health. It changes one's countenance. I tell you what, if you don't believe me, then go home and try it. All right, you that are married, let me see your face. Look at me. Look at my eyes. Ah, isn't that amazing? You don't know how to do that? It's wonderful that a wife will do that to the husband, man. I'm bashful in that. But that's all right. Keep doing it. Hallelujah. Doesn't stop anything. Let me see your countenance. Your sweetness. And there's much to be told from the countenance of one's expression. You can see it in their attitude and their face, the sweetness, the glow. And so that's what we need to do. Look upon the face of Almighty Yah. And we're going to only see that face in Yahshua HaMashiach. If we continue the word of Yahshua that he spoke unto us, we're his disciples indeed, right? And then only shall we know the power of the Torah. And then the Torah makes us free. We cannot walk in the path of this truth for a period of time and then turn back away. We can't do that. We must continue to progress in this way, Israel. Hallelujah. So when Yah makes known unto us his mishpat, his judgment to correct us, then it ought to change our lives and change our derek, the way we are walking. The path that we are walking, it ought to change that. And you ought to want that from him. And so he sent messengers to teach us and to show us what path we're walking in. That's why he allowed Moshe to bring them unto the waters of Meribah. He knew they were bitter because they were bitter people. They were complainers and they were full of murmuring. So he brought them to there to see if they were trusting his word. So we that are full of the loon, of the complaining and murmuring, then he brings us to the bitter waters to see if we want to drink. And we murmur at the bitter waters. Now realizing that he has directed your path. The steps of a Siddiq man, they're ordered by Yah. So he brings us to a position to hear him, to correct us, to transform us, and to change us from our state. And we must change, Israel. We don't, we're going to be overtaken by the Holy, the diseases. That shall overtake us and destroy us. And the only thing we must do is hear what the word of Yah says. Shaul gives us confirmation in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15. He says unto us, for we are to Yahweh a sweet savor or fragrant of Yahshua HaMashiach. In them that are Yashach, those that are saved, 2 Corinthians 2:15, we that are saved, and to them that are perishing. See, there's some of us that are perishing. There's some of us that are perishing. He said, but we are a sweet smelling or fragrance unto Yah. Come on, Israel, do you hear that? A sweet savoring smell unto Yah in Yahshua, we that are saved, and we that are perishing. Yahshua Israel, he is that healing tree as in Meribah. When Yah says, take of that tree and cast that into the bitter waters. Our waters are bitter. Our emotions are bitter. And we need to touch Yahshua. That's what we need to do. Our attitude is one of loon, complaining, murmuring. He says to be Torah in all things, to give Torah. That's what a healthy mind does. It gives Torah. Why have not give Torah? You give thanks unto Yah. You realize that as we sing the song and we get emotional. Yahweh is able, more than able. Is he able or is he not? Can he do all things? And we can do all things through Yahshua that gives us strength. Yah is more than able, Yisrael. We must touch him. And the way we touch him, as David said, we must siyak, we must meditate in the word of Yah. It must become a savoring, sweet, tasting delight to our life. And the enemy has taken our minds where there is no delight in meditating in scripture, pondering the scripture of Yah, looking throughout the ketveh, the scripture, the word of Yah. And because we don't do that, we don't ponder. We don't ponder it. We don't meditate upon it. And this is our healing bread. This is what the healing all of Yah is in his, in this healing bread. We obey, go back to the always, see how they progress, how they digress, and we just do not pursue the paths that they pursued. It's one of the most destructive things among Israel, that is the murmuring and the complaining. It is very destructive. Well, one cause affliction, if you suffer as a kid, Ushim of Yah, the scripture says what? Happy are ye. So if someone inflict wounds upon you and you are one of the kiddushims of Yah, you will know whether you will, because it caused you to be happy. Hallelujah. But if you suffer as an evildoer, you will know you're evil because you have not really searched your heart to find that guile and that deceit and corruption. So you look upon your countenance. And she said, my dove, let me see your eyes. Ah, they're sweet, pleasant to look upon. Something is wrong with us if we can't look at each other that way. I mean, man looking at man and woman and see the pleasantry. Something is wrong. It really is. It really is, Yisrael. Something is drastically wrong. Something is terribly wrong. It is. Husband and wife can't look at each other and see sweetness and pleasantry. Come on. I don't want no one sleeping with me if I can't look at them and see sweetness. Make my heart flutter. And come on. I don't want that. I don't want that. To cause me to act immature, shy, and ashamed. That's all right. I have no problem with that. Hallelujah. None whatsoever. The sweetness of Yah. It brings the healing. This is the sweet water. Can you get sweet and bitter water from the same fountain? You cannot, Israel. And you can look at the fountain. You can look at the fountain. You know that's the cooler there because you hear the cooler going on and off. And you know the ones that when you drink that water, it's just whatever you get. That's a fact. Hallelujah. So you can look at the hardware and tell what's going to flow. You can look at it. You can determine the attitude. Sure you can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, back in Exodus, Shemoth 15:26. I want to simply show some of the sweetness of Yah, a few things. It says back in 15:26. And said, if you will diligently, if you will diligently, Shemach, listen, hear, hearken to the voice of Yah, your Abba. Listen, Israel, and do that which is right in his sight. He says, and will give ear to his mitzvah and keep all of his huk, his statutes. He said, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Mizraim. For I am Yahweh, I am Yahweh that Rapha, I am Yahweh that make you healthy, I am Yahweh that is your healer, I am Yahweh that make you strong, I am Yahweh that mend. I'm Yahweh that repairs. I am Yahweh that make you shalom, to make you whole. Why? Because I want you to give ear to my mitzvah, to my statutes. He said, and you shall not be overtaken by this disease, corruption. We must go back, as Jeremiah says, go back to the old path. We must obey Israel. He said, none of these sicknesses that have come upon Mizraim, we have come out of Mizraim, her attitude, her ways. You in the world, I've seen women speak to each other in some of the most gutturally ways and call one another some of the most vile names. And 2 or 3 days later, you see them back together again. I've seen that. So we're not a part of that. They're diseased and they're full of sickness. He said, if you obey what I command you, then none of these diseases, he said, I will not put them upon you. He is the one that brings the Rapha. The Rapha. He heals us. He mends Israel. And we need Yah to heal us. And it is his word. He sent forth his word unto Israel to heal us, Israel. And we need the healing power of Almighty Yah. And once we realize that he has brought to our attention by his mishpat, he heals us by his judgment. He shows us our ways that are not appropriate, and he heals us. That is what a natural physician will do. He'll say, look, you got this form of cancer. It has metastasized, and we're going to have to do chemotherapy. We're going to have to do an operation. And they show you in the progression of scheme how things are recovering. Do they not do that? So does the word of Yah. He shows us. He brings his mishpat, his judgment. He judges our intent, our motive, our desire. He judges every aspect of us. That's what he does. Hallelujah. That's what Yah does. To bring his healing. And once he brings that Rapha, then there should be accolades of praise. And David says here in Tehillim 31, he says, I will extol you, O Yahweh, for you have lifted me up and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Yahweh, my Abba, I cry to you, and you what? Psalms 30, verse 2. And you Rapha. He said, I cry to you, and you Rapha me. O Yahweh, you have brought my nephesh from Sheol, from the depths of darkness of the grave. You have kept me Hayah alive, that I shall not go down to the pit. We are deserving of the pits. We all should be in the pits. It's only by the mercy, the tenderness, and kindness of Almighty Yahweh that when we truly cry out unto him, he will hear our cries and Rapha us. We become so hardened, we can't cry out. We become so hardened. That's why, my dove, let me look upon you. Countenance. We ought to practice that with each other. You husbands and wives ought to practice that. Let me see your eyes. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters. I mean, that's, come on. It's the right thing to do. I hate it when my wife does that. It's still sweet. Let me see your eyes. Just let me look. Woman, stop. Look at you all. Come on, Yisrael. That's why I do a stop. Let me just see. 33 years of marriage, you would think I've grown up somewhere. Hallelujah. For what? I just want to look at them. Why? Because I want to. Because I get bashful after a while. I say, oh, man. like a little kid. Come on, Yisrael. I can't stop talking like that. Every now and then I will inject something like that. I'm glad she does it. Hallelujah. Let me see them. Let me look at them. Why? I just want to look at them. I don't want the wife that's cold and hard. Come in the house, she's cold and indifferent. I don't want that. He's not that way with us. He said, let me see your eyes. Let me look at them. I don't want that. I don't want one like that. I want someone like that. I'm glad. Because it breaks me down. That's nice. Come on, Yisrael. I'm a married man. I've been married for a long time. That's a process. It should be like that. That's the way it is with him, with us. So let me see your eyes. Let me see them. You see, my mother would say that, let me see them. She could tell whether you had been drinking. Sure she could. Or red. Come on. You wise begin to practice that. All right. Let me look at you. What's wrong with that? Just want to look at you. You see, sons. You want a wife. You understand. When a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. He has favor of Yah. That's what tells us all of that. Mishlei 31 tells us the beauty of a wife and the strength of a husband. It does. So you want a wife and you want to say, let me look in your eyes, honey. What's wrong with that? Give your husband, say, let me look at them. You'll be ashamed and he will too. That's all right. But you do that. It conveys much. It does. It conveys much. So I don't want no cold heart. Something that's cold, that's steel and hard. I don't want that. I'm not going to have that. Period. Hallelujah. You'll get quiet, but that's all right. I'm going to talk that way because the marriages, the homes need healing. Relationships, it needs that. And that where the medicine began. You see the old doctor, he look in your eyes, he says, check them out, see if everything's all right. Do not they do that? Come on, Yisrael. Open your mouth, let me look down your throat. Lift your tongue up. Look in your eyes. So let me see your eyes. I can tell what's there. So that's what Yah is saying. Our ayin. The inlet to our ruach. He's looking how? Well, by his word. He sees. And he sees everything. Hallelujah. Yahweh is our healer. He is our helper. He brings the higher. He brings the Rapha unto us. David again says in 103 Psalm verse 1. He says, listen, Israel. He says, Yah, he is our healer. He is our king. He says, Barak Yah, O my nefesh, my soul, and all that is within me. He said, Barak, his Kodesh name. He said, Barak Yah, O my nefesh, and forget not his Jemu'ul, his benefits. Why? Who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals some of our all. He heals us. If we acknowledge our sins and our imperfections, he will heal us. That's why we must barak him. Because he heals us. He rafa us of all of our diseases. He redeems our lives from destruction. He crowns us with love, kindness, and tender mercies. And not only that, but he's satisfied. He satisfies our mouths with tough things. He gives us excellent things so that our youth is renewed. It is renewed like the eagle. It is hadah. It is renewed. So when he satisfies our mouths with the tough things, then it brings about the renewing, Yisrael. It brings about a renewing. And our youth is renewed. There's one thing about one that is youthful. They're invigorated. They're full of vitality. You should. You should be. In the natural sense, when I was youthful in my age. Come on. I was full of vitality. And I still have vitality. You understand? I am still energized. Why? Because Yah says He satisfies our mouths with tough things. So the word of Yah brings this excellence to my ruach. It brings the mapeh. It brings the healing of Yah. So it renews me. It causes me to rise up as an eagle rises up. Not to be morbid. Come on. We run as though we have hinds feet. Run. Upon the crest of the mountain. Run. We're energized. Why? Because the promise is unto to Yisrael. When we're not that way because we don't have the mapeh of Yah. We're not walking it. That's just the truth, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Let me close here in Tehillim 107 verse 17. Listen to this. It says, fools, evel, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, we are afflicted. And we have been some evel, have we not? We have been foolish. Their nephesh, their soul, abhor all manner of meat. I don't care what kind of meat it is, the instructions of Yah. They draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry to Yah in their trouble and their distress, the oppression. And He, Yashak, He saved them out of their distress. He shalak, listen now, He sent forth His word. And He rafa them and delivered them from all of their destruction. What word did He send? He sent the revelation of Yeshua. So tonight He sends forth His word to Rapha to heal you. He sends you Yeshua. So touch, allow Him to touch you. Touch the skirt, touch the garment of Yeshua. Oh, that men would praise Yah for His kindness, His hasat, His faithfulness. And for the wonderful works He has done among Israel. Oh, that we would praise Almighty Yah for all of His excellent work that He has done among us, Israel. That is why our voices shall be one that lifts Him up with the words of Torah unto Yah, Torah, Todah unto Yah. He sends forth His word to heal us, to reconstitute us, to give us strength, and to bring healing. And the first thing you do in the morning, you look upon your countenance, don't you? You look in the mirror to brush your teeth or whatever. So we need to allow the light of Yeshua to shine upon us. There's no maladies and no sickness that Yah cannot heal. Our problem is that there is no true delight in the pleasant things of Almighty Yah. And because of that, then we are sickly people. We have the holy, we are full of animosity and full of sicknesses that are breaking us down. We have no strength. We allow the guile to stay in us. And the smallest of incisions cause the putrefied stench of our flesh to flow. Yah wants us to praise Him for all of His excellent and wonderful works. May the blessings of Yah rest upon Yisrael. May He strengthen us and cause us to delight mighty in the might of Yahshua HaMashiach. Let me say to us, you that are listening, we do barak you all. You that have joined us, hallelujah. We barak you all wherever you're listening from. May the blessings of Yah rest upon you all, wherever you are. May Yah barak us. May He bless us all. Let us get healthy, Yisrael. Yahshua's name. Let us stand to our feet. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all things we do barak you, Yah, we ask you to strengthen and bless us all. Give us guidance and shalom in Yahshua's name. We bless you for all those that join us tonight. In Yeshua's excellent name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.